Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And today we are looking at the important question. I don't know why I keep fucking up this intro.
I don't know, but I like to have a look at him.
Yeah. We're not answering
that. Taking a little gaze.
Squiz.
Okay.
Scrutinizing.
So what I tried to say there when I said the wrong words was... Yeah. We're a podcast. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, hope you're having a good day. If this is your first episode, welcome.
Welcome. Yeah, we're a podcast.
We're a podcast, and you're a listener.
Yeah, that is true.
We create this for you.
You listen to it wherever you are, the bus, the bath,
and the reason that people listen to this podcast is because we're the podcast that asks the important questions. Important questions such as, if the lizard from Amazing Spider-Man... What if the lizard from Amazing Spider-Man 1's plan succeeded and he turned everyone in New York into lizards? Succinct.
It's to the point. That's how they often describe us.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
In The Amazing Spider-Man, number one... Mm-hmm. Which is just simply titled Amazing Spider-Man. The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Kurt Connors. Mm-hmm. Dr. Kurt Connors. Mm-hmm. I'll put some respect on that.
Yeah, he got his PhD or whatever.
Yeah. In lizardology or
something. He's missing a limb. I believe it's his arm.
He's missing his arm, yep. Correct.
Basically, he's been working on trying to fuck around with his DNA to grow his arm back.
Regenerative DNA, because he's like, well, if you cut off a lizard's arm grow back. Why not my arm grow back?
Yeah. How fair question. He's like, I don't want to be a lizard, but I want
famous last word.
Lizard. I don't want to be a lizard, but I would like some of the powers of a lizard of arm growing.
He jinxed himself when he said that.
Yeah, and then unfortunately,
now that I've turned into a lizard, maybe he's pretty good.
Yeah, so basically he fucks it and turns into a lizard man.
Yeah.
And then whilst a lizard man, he's like, actually, this was unreal.
This is baller. It's cool to be a lizard man.
And in fact, I loathe humans.
Yeah.
They're puny. They're pathetic. They're loathsome. When you cut off their arm, the arm don't grow back.
Yeah.
They can't climb up buildings. They got a hot blood. All of this stuff sucks.
Did his loathing of humanity come from, did he, was
Do
he
you
like-
hear his speech from the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, did it? Because I'm assuming it wasn't just his.
I spent my life as a scientist.
Lizardia.
Yeah.
Trying to create a world without weakness, without outcasts.
Almost like a snake tongue.
I sought to create a stronger human being.
Yeah, roll the bars.
But there is no such thing. Human beings are weak. Pathetic, feeble-minded creatures.
Okay.
Why be human at all?
Good point.
We could be so much faster, stronger, and smarter.
And smarter?
Smarter.
Okay.
Right, smarter.
This is my gift to you.
Okay. And it'll drag your laugh. All right.
What I want to know.
Yeah.
Now, Kurt Connors, prior to lizardification, Mm-hmm. Did he also think humanity was weak? Became a lizard, is this the lizard DNA in him?
Well, I would assume...
Do lizards hate mankind?
Well, yeah. I mean, they've never really gotten the ability to like vocalize that, but I assume yes.
I sort of thought lizards didn't think about me.
Well, now, but... So, because his body has changed into that of lizard. So, presumably, these organs, including his brain, has become lizard brain.
Lizard brain, yeah, sure.
And I'm guessing the lizard brain mixed with, like, the ability to talk, now he can sort of vocalize this. I was reading about Animorphs.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
And, there's a scene later
Every
on.
Every single one of those books has the most fucked up event of all time.
I think maybe we've all read the similar thread. Yeah. But in it, they point out, I'd forgotten about this one. But they give, an ant the power to morph, and it morphs into like something with sentience and just starts screaming.
That's
given
awesome.
The blessing of like awareness of life, it hates it. And so I feel that sort of maybe is what happened with Kurt Connors, aka becoming a lizard.
So you're saying he got bonus sentience?
I think it's more like the lizard brain took over and being like, okay, I am lizard now. Get under a rock and be warm. This is great. Wait a second. I'm developing thoughts. Hang on. Emotion. Hang on.
Yeah, but he's not fusing with a lizard.
Yeah, it is funny to think about how badly his experiment went. Obviously, he didn't want to turn into a lizard, but his experiment was, I need to isolate the genetic sequence in lizard DNA that allows them to regrow the limb. But instead, he didn't do that and just put full...
Well, he did grow his limb back.
Yeah, but it was a crapshoot of other lizard bits that got in there too.
Yeah, because it starts off, he's like, my arm's growing. Oh, no.
Yeah, that doesn't
messy,
work
sloppy
for a
work.
Bit. Yeah. Well, no, because the whole thing, and it's the same thing with every fucking scientist that goes mad, is that they're like, hey, don't test this on humans yet. And they're like, I'm going to use myself as a test subject. Yes, yes, it works. I'll show them. Oh, no!
I'm a lizard now!
Now, is it this the one where it's like, right, I'll inject it into some mice.
Yeah.
Okay, it works, but we get lizard mice.
Yes, absolutely.
And then they're like, this is not good.
Yeah.
And then funding is like, well, we're going to cut you off. And so then as a mad dash of like, I need something quick, then I do it on myself.
He sees the
which
mice.
Which is kind of interesting. If it was, this is what I'm remembering, which it was like, hey, we've turned these mice into lizards. people like the higher ups are like, yeah, cut funding. Because
that's huge.
That seems like remarkable. You want that,
reptilian
right?
Reptilian and mammal DNA have mixed in a mouse.
Yeah.
That's massive. Sure, like, you become a lizard.
Sure, you become a lizard. But like this, that's just one experiment. If you're going to be replicated. You know, and it probably can be. Like, there surely is some applications there, and maybe Kurt Connors, there's some people smarter than you. Just putting it out there.
who could have done this a little bit better.
With some eyes on this, and maybe eye yours. Maybe.
Okay, we are misremembering a little bit.
Damn. Okay, fuck.
Because Connors does a weird thing.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, the lab rats, all good. I don't think they become lizard mice straight away.
Oh, but eventually.
Connor's superior, Rafa, demands Connor's begin human trials immediately.
Oh.
Connor says, no,
I'll become a lizard.
No.
That
puts innocent people at risk. Then Connor's gets fired.
Oh.
So it's his boss that's the
and
piece
the
of
boss
shit.
Is like, I'm going to go to the veterans hospital and start dishing it out. And Connor's is like... I'll test it on myself just to see how bad this is going to go for the veterans. And then
really
he turns
bad.
Into a lizard and then he fights the boss.
It's going to go real bad for the veterans.
Hey, another question is, what happens if Kurt Connors' boss's planet had succeeded?
There'd be lots of lizard veterans.
Lizard veterans. Lizards with combat training. That's
combat
scary.
Training and maybe a little bit of PTSD.
Yeah, shell-shocked fucking army lizards. In many ways, Kurt Connors is a hero for what he did.
He goes from I care about people.
Yeah,
to...
which is why I think it's the lizard that he doesn't merge with a lizard, but introducing like that foreign
lizard DNA.
Lizard DNA that is definitely affecting how his brain chemistry works.
He's having lizard thoughts.
Yeah, so I just think the lizard.
I don't know if it's lizard thoughts or if it's toxic thoughts.
Or just basic run of the mill madness that happens to him.
It seems lizard thoughts.
So that means that you're saying that the lizard, like lizards, just wish the death.
like of humanity.
Like, if I made a gecko sentient, its first thought would be, "I wish you, Jackson, were also a gecko."
Yeah, or dead.
Because I don't, and I have sentience that I don't wish lizards were people.
Yeah, I don't wish that all things were people.
Although,
car guy. Gecko guy.
Cloud guy.
Cloud guy. They'd fall out of the sky.
Yeah, I know. That's stupid.
Oh, wait. But I guess they'd get sentience, not gravity.
Yeah. Good point. Good point.
I know
good
the
point.
Clouds are also affected by gravity. That's how gravity works. Yeah. They're a gas. I understand.
Well, they're a guy now.
They're a guy gas.
Are clouds a gas?
What's
his... Most clouds are just water. Condensation and water.
Yeah, but
isn't condensation water?
Yeah, condensation is water, and also water can be...
It's just vapor, right?
Yeah, vapor is the...
I don't know. I just,
like how ice becomes water if you defrost it.
Yeah, condensation is... Well, anything can condensate.
Yeah, but it's... it's...
Anything can condensate. What do you mean?
You understand that condensation comes from the air, yeah? Because there's liquid, like...
Yeah.
Air is a gas.
I said condensation and water. You said they're the same thing. And I said, well, anything can condensate.
What do you define anything can condensate?
There's milk?
Water in the milk. Yeah, well, but it's not milk.
It's the water in the milk, right?
Yeah, but what? No, no, what? No, it's the water in the air.
No, he's saying everything can condensate.
No, but what?
So if you evaporated milk.
Like, where is the condensation? What? Okay, what do you mean in milk? Because if there's liquid on the outside of a bottle of milk, that's not milk.
I don't think it's what he's talking about. I think he's saying that milk can condensate.
Yeah.
Right?
What do you mean?
So if you evaporate milk,
you get other stuff left over.
Well, the water in milk, that would evaporate.
That becomes a cloud. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're left with...
You couldn't get a milk cloud.
No, you're left with the... You know where, like, the powdered milk?
Yeah. Well, that's powdered milk.
That's
It's literally called evaporated milk.
I don't think I meant condensation anyway.
No.
What are you talking about?
I would hope not.
I don't think in the clouds is condensation.
No, they're a vapor.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
Well, I just wasn't sure if a cloud was a gas.
Because if you go through like a heavy cloud, if you like parachuting or whatever, or skydiving,
you get
wet.
Gas is a state.
Yeah, I know.
It's not just like
I know a gas is a state.
Solid liquid gas.
Yeah.
So a cloud is a gas.
Why? Okay, fair enough. Just asking questions.
Did you think it was a solid?
No, I just
did you think it was a liquid?
That's why flying a plane is dangerous.
Hit a cloud, crash.
Oh, shit. Yeah. We have to. It's clear sky, so what we're going to do is we're going to like aim for a nice opening and go above the cloud.
Yeah, that's
cover.
Why planes go above the cloud.
And
so they don't get destroyed when they're flying.
So. Just to give you a little bit of basic science.
Thanks, man.
Sun heats water.
Yeah.
Water evaporates. Goes into the sky.
Becomes cloud.
Becomes cloud and the cloud rain.
Yeah, that's they call it the water cycle, right?
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah. I guess like other things can. Well, no, not everything is not everything can like condensate.
Well,
we're
using condensation wrong.
Yeah, I know. I'm using like how he's using it.
But evaporate. He doesn't know what he was trying
exactly.
to say.
Yeah.
Evaporate is what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Well, even because you're just taking water out.
Everything has a Actually, no, I'm pretty confident. I'm going to not
everything
walk that back.
Everything will have a boiling point.
Everything would have a boiling point, which would evaporate
stuff to make clouds. Yeah.
Not to make
clouds. Well, because it's like, I'm thinking like when there's like toxic rainfall, those kind of things. It's because there's like stuff is like...
Acid rain?
Yeah. It's been taken up with the water, but it's kind of like glommed onto that water.
Yeah. It's collected with the water as opposed to evaporating
itself.
It's
not just like, it's not it itself is...
Yeah. Well, I've learned something today.
Yeah, the bad atoms can bond with the water.
It's nice when probably the Death Star is educational.
You're not going to learn anything. And the listeners just got like a grade 3 science lesson. They already knew this.
Yeah, where were we?
The lizard.
Yeah, lizard brain. I think it's him, the lizard's brain taking over. And sure, you thinking, is it just dental madness or is this what happens when lizards get sentience? But if you're like, I see a lizard in the wild, they tend to kind of be bit bitey, yeah?
No, they're skittish.
When threatened, like, they have a fight or flight, I suppose. Yeah.
Lizards are skittish, usually.
Yeah. It kind of depends what lizard, right? Like a frilled neck lizard. It'll fuck up
that'll
your day,
attack
you.
Well, what lizard? That's a good point. What lizard DNA did Connor's pick?
Well, maybe dumb question.
Yeah.
Okay, he got one, I get one.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Do all lizards regenerate limbs?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so.
No, okay. I don't think. I think it's I associate it with geckos predominantly, but I don't know of other. And to be honest, I associate it with only the tails of lizards. I actually don't know how many lizards regenerate.
Most, I think, see, some, I've seen lizards.
They okay, well, they do their arm as well. But yeah, I don't think it's all lizards. I think it would just be geckos, surely. Or like a small subset of lizard kind.
But it just says reptilian DNA.
Okay. Well, let's have a look. What lizards?
Well, that's probably
arms.
His problem, isn't it?
So small reptiles like lizards, geckos, and iguanas.
Okay.
Famous.
Famous.
Being able to sprout
new
limbs. Probably iguanas then. Yeah. Alligators can as well.
Yeah, I think I've seen an alligator with a tiny little stump arm.
That's cute.
Kirk Connors tries to, like, does experiments on an iguana to try and remove his own. This isn't in the movie, this is from the comics.
Yeah.
Pretty much just like trying to reverse engineer a cure, and he gives an iguana the lizard DNA.
Yeah.
And the iguana becomes mutated and turns into a creature with the memories of the lizard. So I guess
so memories do travel.
Kirk,
well, but he just did a crapshoot of, he did a fucking mess of reptile DNA, not any specific lizard.
Well, I'm assuming it would have been one particular lizard, right, that he would have got the DNA from, and that lizard probably hates humanity because he keeps, he's a lab lizard.
Yeah, so I guess that's where his hatred fury for humanity comes from.
Well, which is weird because it's actually not just hatred for humanity, it's hatred for Kurt Connors.
Yeah.
He hates himself.
Wow.
He's taking it out on humanity.
He's got alien lizard thoughts that are mad at him for torturing the lizard he became.
Yeah.
It is funny then that his solution to that is to make everyone else lizards.
Yeah.
Would.
Is he lonely?
Yeah.
Is he just trying to find a lizard wife?
It. Yes.
Sorry, this is unrelated, but I accidentally clicked on the word iguana, and now here's what happens to iguana. Iguana then fights Spider-Man and the lizard until both iguana and the lizard make an alliance and fight Spider-Man together.
Oh, does iguana becomes a guy.
Iguana mutates into becoming a guy.
Why?
Because he's got human lizard DNA now. He pretty much gets the opposite of what happens to Kirk Connors.
Hang on. So Kirk Connors has the lizard serum.
So he... Kirk Connors is the lizard, and he's trying to cure it.
Oh, okay. He tests
it on an iguana.
Yep.
The iguana then turns into a guy.
I love that he tried to test the D-lizard serum on a lizard.
What happened?
Just comes back to an empty tank. Did it work? Did I de-lizard my lizard?
Like a de-scaled iguana, so it's like smooth human skin?
He's the worst scientist. If I was testing a de-lizarding serum, I would lizard something so I could see if I could de-lizard it.
But because he's got the memories of the lizard. So
he's got the memories of the lizard he is.
No, he's got the memories of
the lizard, lizard, the guy. Okay.
So iguana is
iguana used. So sorry,
iguana.
Lizard.
I will use lizard to talk about the lizard and iguana to talk
Kurt?
About
so
the
Kurt.
Kurt.
Used his
Kurt
DNA.
Uses on an iguana, just a regular iguana. The iguana mutates into a guy and has the same memories as Connor.
That's fucked up because the iguana remembers becoming a lizard.
Well, no, because that's why I was saying lizard before, because it's lizard's memories. Like, not lizard is in the
no,
the
but
creature's
memories, but the lizard's memories.
But the lizard's memories are
When you say the lizard's memories.
Who's up first?
No, do you mean that there are separate memories for when Kurt Connors is the lizard in his lizard form?
Is he
forming new memories. And then when he is Kurt Connors, he doesn't have those memories.
Yeah, does the lizard remember?
Then he's
his...
got two consciousnesses in his brain.
Does the lizard remember his Kurt Connors life?
It just says. He has the memories of the lizard, but the lizard are both capitalized.
Yeah, I get that. But the lizard, if the lizard remembers being Kurt Connors and transforming into a lizard, that means the iguana, who is a lizard, now remembers becoming a lizard. which is fucked up and so strange.
Well, if you want to hear fucked up, this is how the fight with Spider-Man goes.
Okay.
Spider-Man.
Poor Spider-Man, dude.
Iguana was defeated when Spider-Man used a portable version of the machine that Kurt Connors was going to use on himself to de-lizard him, to increase the iguana's power while decreasing the lizard's, which heals Connors in the process. And then with iguana's powers over-increased, it seems that the iguana has exploded. But...
So they de-lizard the lizard. So he becomes pure human.
Yeah.
The more he was becoming human, the more
lizard was. The more iguana was becoming.
He was becoming like lizard plus.
Yeah. And then it turns out that becoming lizard plus didn't explode him. It just turned him back into regular iguana.
So the, but I would so be the so cycle scared. Of a lizard.
lizard guy, lizard.
Loops back.
He became more of a lizard, which was the previous lizard.
He became so lizard, he became a lizard.
Yeah.
That's what happened to that lizard.
I guess that in a weird way makes sense because you're purging the human DNA.
Yeah.
So if you use comic book fuckery.
But you can't
so
be
you
purging
have, say, the... you have, so you got iguana, which yeah. is 100% lizard.
Sure.
Then you're introducing a serum,
uh-huh.
which is 50% lizard and 50% human.
Yeah.
So now it's 75% lizard, yeah. 25% human.
Sure.
Right? And so then he becomes more of a, so you're getting more of the lizard out of Connors. So then Connors is all 100% man. That 50% lizard goes into the iguana, which means you now have more of a lizard concentrate.
Yeah, true.
So then it becomes like maybe.
Or
like
maybe it wasn't actually increased.
It's swapping. So it's taking away that 25% man, putting it into Connors, and taking that 50% lizard, putting it into iguana.
I mean, yeah. I would just assume it was 50-50.
But he is
iguana more, comes
iguana
back
is more lizard than man. To be, anyway, yes.
Craven the Hunter wants to hunt him.
That's fair.
A guy called Bob.
Yeah.
Makes a machine called Hunter for Craven the Hunter to hunt.
Yeah.
Bob is testing it out. Iguana rattles the machine, but Bob, channeling his own failures in life into anger, uses a special club to tear into iguana, killing him.
A special club.
I have to ask you a question.
Who's Bob? I don't know.
No. That's fine. So iguana became an iguana at the end of the Spider-Man arc.
And then became
a regular iguana, and then he reversed.
Years later, he's at the zoo and he's back to bad iguana.
Is he at the zoo visiting the zoo?
Iguana somehow resurfaced years later. This takes place in between. Mm-hmm. So when Bob killed him, he stayed dead.
Yeah, okay.
Iguana is still in canon dead.
Dead in the
iguana Marvel somehow universe. Resurfaced years later. So this takes place after he becomes regular iguana again. In the reptile house of the Central Park Zoo, Spider-Man fought iguana and various crocodiles.
Is iguana iguana or an iguana?
I'm guessing he is iguana.
Iguana is like...
He tackles Spider-Man. So yeah.
Okay.
So iguana is back to guy.
I like that seems like it happened in the reptile house where he was captured by the zoo.
Well, presumably... iguana gets really angry because Peter answers the phone whilst fighting iguana and speaks to Aunt May, who's like, I haven't seen you in a couple of days, Peter. Come over.
May, I'm fighting a fucking iguana, man.
And then asked him and Anna if they were coming for dinner. That's when he was dating Anna.
Yeah, and iguana gets pissed off.
And then Peter then gets a call from Anna.
Is this the same fight?
Yeah.
No, this is when Spider-Man was Doc Ock.
What?
Sorry, when Doc Ock was Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when...
Spider-Man, when
Doc Ock was dying, Spider-Man came over and to be like, oh, you're dying or whatever. But then they switched consciousness. So Doc Ock was in Spider-Man's body and Peter Parker was in Doc Ock's body, which then fucking died.
Yeah.
And Doc Ock's like, well, I'm going to be a Spider-Man there and Peter Parker. And then he's like, wait a second, Peter Parker didn't get his doctorate? That piece of shit. I'm getting my doctorate. Anyway.
That's awesome.
This was, I guess, all superior. Alrighty. Okay.
Wow.
Anyway, that's the story of iguana. A lizard that became a man, then became a lizard, then became a man, got angry at Spider-Man because he wouldn't stop answering his phone, then got killed by Bob with a special club.
It's killed by Bob because Bob was controlling the Hunter using VR goggles.
Yeah. No, but then...
Because Arcade did some bullshit. Anyway...
No, but then Bob's out of the VR goggles because Iguana climbs on the VR thing and rattles it.
Oh.
Iguana... And then Bob's like, my life's a failure. I'll kill you,
Iguana.
With
a club. Yeah. Man, Iguana has the most tragic story of any comics character. He's just a lizard. He doesn't deserve this. And he thought it was over. And then one day in a fucking tank in the zoo,
he's back to being a man.
Yeah, when he got turned back into an iguana, did he still have like
I reckon he
memories
yeah, I reckon,
of thoughts of being the iguana and also the lizard.
Do you think when he was iguana but just an iguana, he remembered being
yeah.
the man?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
How many thoughts can a lizard brain contain?
Yeah, probably one at a time. And it's mostly like need eat, need warm, and then occasionally hot. Was man. And the iguana stops what it's doing, and then that thought disappears and it just carries on.
That's why if you see like there's a chameleon, you see that like walk, and then they just like stop mid walk.
What? Oh, never mind. Need fly. Okay, now a question.
So at least we now know what would have happened to everyone that got turned into lizards. They'd die. Bob would be out for revenge.
Yeah, that's true.
So I guess the DNA, if I guess Kurt Connors is as a bad scientist as he is, what he's doing is just remarkable.
Absolutely.
Not only is he creating like the DNA from like a creature implanting into like whoever, and then getting the traits of whatever he's doing. Mm. But he's also implanting DNA. Implanting memory in that DNA.
Yeah.
I think that, so the memory is why he's turning, why he wants to turn everyone to lizards or why he hates humanity is because that is the thought process of that one lizard.
Of that one lizard that was a lab lizard. It suffered and so it had a resentment in it. Yeah.
If his plan had succeeded, and he turns everyone into lizard. Is he using the exact same DNA from himself?
Yeah.
Which means that everyone is now getting lab lizard DNA and memories.
Okay.
Everyone is now mad at humanity more people to be turned into lizards.
Well, then I guess it's just like, because like, I don't know, his lizard machine was just going to affect New York.
Mm-hmm.
But if we all then get our own desire to build a lizard machine to nuke other, countries and cities and whatever, pretty quickly, we'll all be lizards.
Well, I mean, like, if we get the intelligence of Kurt Connors, imagine the entire population of New York City all of a sudden has, like, that level of intelligence.
There's going to be lizard machines on every rooftop.
But not even necessarily lizard machines, just whatever.
Well, lizard utopia, baby.
Yeah.
Well,
it's good for the lizards.
Yeah.
Because you're getting it. Everyone's going to look Connors...
like a Goomba from the Super Mario Brothers movie. Not the new Connors one, the
memory.
Old one.
Mm. Yeah. Getting his memory. You're also getting the lizard's memory.
Yeah.
But you also have your own.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
So I remember being me, then a lizard, then a man lizard.
As a lizard, never references being a lizard.
He doesn't reference it, surely, but it's there.
Yeah,
maybe not.
But maybe it's because a lizard's thoughts are not as concrete as our thoughts.
Do lizards have memories?
Surely.
Lizards remember some stuff.
Like what?
Oh, where to go?
Yeah, they'd have a favorite spot. A nice...
Is that memories or instinct?
Memories.
I think lizards have... Can you train a lizard?
Probably, yeah. They've proven that goldfish have memories.
Yeah, lizards will have some level of memory. They won't be acting entirely on instinct.
What I'm trying to say is, look, so imagine, all right, so if we can kind of go with that, Kurt Connors has gotten the memory of that lizard who hates himself.
Yeah.
Or hates Kurt Connors and the rest of humanity wants to make lizards. So then he has that in himself. He's now either being like, well, that is now my memories as a lizard.
Yeah.
He puts out the DNA machine. Whole New York is now lizards. So there's going to be a lot of people there that now know how to make a lizard machine.
Yeah.
And with the, I guess, wherewithal to be like, I know how to make it and I want to do it.
Yeah.
Then other people are now going to then make it, but using their DNA Kurt Connors' lizard DNA, but also their memories and stuff. So we're going to kind of have variations of lizards, like very minute and whatever. So whoever's going to be the fastest, the quickest making the lizard bomb.
Yeah. He's going to have the most. Out.
And so what happens if you lizard bomb people who are currently lizards? Well, they become iguanas again.
Yeah, they were.
Okay.
Because if you use a lizard bomb on people who are already lizards, they become lizard plus.
No, but he used a man bomb on an iguana to make iguana. He's using a lizard man bomb on a lizard man.
But when Spider-Man makes lizard makes iguana more of a lizard, he becomes just back to a regular iguana.
Yes.
So if you're using more lizard juice, lizard bomb.
Yeah, I suppose.
What happens if you lizard bomb people who are already turned into lizards?
They probably become more grotesque.
Yeah. Okay. And less human, I guess. You're getting
So you're getting more lizard concentrate?
Yeah.
Would they become more grotesque or would they just become lizards?
Yeah,
actual lizards.
Well, no, but they can't because
iguana becomes.
But iguana was a lizard
to begin with.
So you're just going back to lizard. I'm a man.
Yeah.
So if you put lizard DNA in me and then more lizard DNA in me, I just become more of a lizard man.
Yeah, and you become basically just a
but you need to remove a large, human DNA.
Yeah, because you can't.
A large lizard?
You can't. You need to.
So
yeah.
Because Kurt Connors as the lizard looks like a hybrid of, like, you know,
a lizard and a man.
So if.
But he becomes more and more lizard as the movie goes on.
Yeah,
doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah. Mm. But if you start becoming more lizardy, do you that way end, like, you know, on all fours?
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, there's no semblance of, like, I can't wear a lab coat and pants.
No, you
the
wouldn't.
The further
even...
I go, right?
I think at a certain point you would not be having human thoughts anymore.
You just become
sure.
a big lizard.
Yeah, I guess so. Is that what Kirk Connors wanted?
Maybe.
Because Kirk Connors, with his lizard thoughts, decided that humanity was not tough enough, but lizards were tougher, as evidenced
and
by Dush's speech.
And
so,
smarter. This is, again, one lizard slash man's opinions.
Yeah. But, like, if you become a full lizard, is he like, that's because you're not becoming smarter if you're just a
well,
lizard?
Well, no.
Lizards are dumb.
Yeah, I would assume that would be the unintended consequence, right?
But that's because not going to happen everywhere. That'll only happen where the bombs cross over.
Yeah.
Although, no, because if you lizard everyone in New York and everyone in New York has the power to make a lizard bomb and everyone makes a lizard bomb in New York, then very quickly everyone's lizards.
Yeah, then, well, they'll be sort of like going further and further out to like the radius. And so you'd be kind
well,
of.
Well, that depends. If you
out.
Get, say you're next door to Kirk Connors.
Yeah.
And you get the desire to make a lizard bomb.
Yes.
Do you then have also the knowledge that you need to go further afield? Or are you just like, I'm going to make a lizard bomb right here, right now?
I would assume because you want to make more people lizards and you look around, everyone's already a lizard.
Yeah.
You'd be like, well, I know what to do. I got to go out where there's no lizard men and make lizard.
Got to get in my car, drive to the next city.
So
catch the subway.
So lizard.
Like a bunch of lizards all holding like their lizard bomb in the subway.
People who were already on the subway who missed all of the lizard gas being like, what's happening today? Is there a convention on? Do I not get furries?
Oh, furries have changed.
Furries are lizards now.
So,
I guess
nice.
We call them scaling?
Yeah.
In the movie, Lizard's new lizard brain, I guess, wants to continue doing experiments on himself to give himself more lizard abilities. So is his quest, is the lizard part of his lizard brain...
Being like, I need to be full lizard?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So
or
then
is it,
if
or is
everyone
it like
is...
to be full lizard,
I mean,
but with... Man brain.
In the movie, it's not the lizard part of his brain. It's the chemicals that it, like, he's got general madness.
Yeah,
not,
okay.
But, yeah, so.
You say general madness. I say lizard madness.
I think putting lizard thoughts in your brain would give you general madness.
The serum regenerates Connor's lost arm, but eventually mutates him into a lizard who goes on a rampage until Spider-Man intervenes. Escaping into the sewer, Connor's reverts, develops an obsession with his new abilities, builds a makeshift off-site lab, and experiments on himself further due to the chemicals affecting his mind.
Okay. So if everyone just became big lizards, that'd probably rule for
him. Well, yeah. I mean, because there'd be a point where, like, you make everyone's got to be lizards, right? And they've got the ability and power and knowledge to do this.
There's a
but
leap.
There'd be a point where that you wouldn't because your lizard brain would take over.
Yeah, and you would.
And you'd be like, warm?
I need to get hot.
Need,
after the lizard,
too cold. Too cold, hot. Need
this,
hot.
This is the very next sentence.
Yeah.
After the lizard discovers Spider-Man's secret identity on his first encounter, he develops a mind of his own and asserts himself as a dominant personality, seeking to mutate all of New York into lizards like himself. So I guess maybe that is
There are two consciousnesses in Kurt Connors, the lizard one and the man one.
And the lizard one becomes more dominant, I
when
guess.
When it learns Spider-Man's secret identity. No, that makes sense. Because
does it?
Yeah, no, hear me out. Because Kurt Connors, the man brain, the man, he's like, oh, I've been betrayed. This boy that I knew and I just thought he was a guy.
This boy?
this boy, oh my gosh.
This boy that I taught about biology, I thought he was a friend.
He was a Spider-Man. And then as he's freaking out, the lizard brain's like, moment of weakness.
Yeah.
Whoop! I'm in there.
Or is it a thing where it's like, oh, the lizard or Kurt Connors is like, oh, he also has two brains, two consciousnesses in his body.
He tried to make himself
like a Spider-Man and he is a man-man.
I was thinking that when you see the lizard, you're like also a scientist. You've got a serum full of like, I don't know, horse DNA. You're like, oh, maybe I won't go through that experiment.
I could be horse.
Could I live with horse thoughts?
Gallop.
Need apples now. Running into a grocer. Oh, well, he's homeless. Not to my grocery store.
Long tongue. I keep injecting myself with horse. With horse DNA until I get a really long tongue and long head.
You get a mane down your back.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's like you're looking at like that particular horse that you've got the DNA from.
Yeah.
And you're like, did I treat that horse right?
Well, yeah. Am I going to try and make everyone horses?
If everyone's a horse, then no one's a horse.
You do have horse thoughts.
Gallop. Winnie.
Gallop. Flies.
Apple? If somebody
need
shows
cold, need warm.
If somebody
need
doesn't hold their palm flat to me with a sugar cube in it, I'm gonna think they got a handful of carrots.
Look at all these guys walking around with these carrots on their hands.
It's funny to imagine you get no horse physical characteristics, just horse thoughts. Just standing there staring at apples at a grocery store. You just bend down with your head and take a bite out of it.
If you have horse thoughts, do you have the wherewithal to use your hands?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Imagine watching a two-legged human being try and gallop running around New York.
As soon as you get horse thoughts, just falling face first.
Spider-Man coming up behind you and you kick him. Don't spook me. It's the horse.
Flies. Do horses eat apples in nature?
I mean,
if they could get them.
Yeah. If they see an apple tree, I'm sure.
What do you mean?
But you're a man with a man body on all fours, looking up at an apple tree, being like,
how do I get up there?
Yeah.
Well, you could probably,
I'm a horse, I can't climb.
If a horse.
Do wild horses come in contact with apple trees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was checking.
Okay, that's fair. Mm. If a horse discovered it had opposable thumbs, could it figure out how to climb a tree?
I think that because it'd be like, oh, I'm a horse, I can jump, and it would try and like rear up on your own two legs from all fours, and then plant your
hands on the tree.
On the tree, then try and like, I can now reach the lower branches.
So looking at the biological makeup of a horse, you think adding thumbs is the only thing that will stop it from getting up a tree?
No, I'm just thinking like, would it realize that it was easier to climb a tree if it had thumbs?
Is it still the rest of the body is just a regular horse?
No,
it's you.
With horse thoughts and a horse
mind. I thought you were
trying
to claim, because I knew that I was horse and had no physical characteristics at all. But I thought you were being like, if we gave a horse thumbs. I'm like, yeah, it's still a horse.
If you gave a horse, like, say, gorilla arms and legs, do you reckon it can figure out how to climb a tree?
Yeah, but then its head's like...
That would be scary, climbing a tree like that, because you'd always feel like you were falling.
Yeah. A horse would hate to climb a tree.
Yeah, it's too high up, even though that's where the good apples are.
Yeah. Famously, good apples are on the top of the apple
tree. They grow
tree.
Up high. Yeah.
Okay. Horse should really learn to turn around to kick the apple tree.
Yeah, that's true.
So the apples fall down.
Drop down, and that's where their heads are anyway.
Yeah. You thinking you have powerful, like, horse legs and, like, doing a back kick?
Falling flat in your face.
Doing a back kick when I only stand on my two feet is tricky because I throw both my legs out and then land on my head.
Well, no, because you're using your front.
You're on all fours.
I could do a kick like that.
Knock apples out of a tree.
Not as powerful as a horse's kick.
No.
So you barefoot kicking like an apple tree, I feel hurt.
Would Spider-Man even be alerted to your presence in, I assume, Central Park?
Spider-Man would look at you a welfare check on
Only in New York. Then he'd thwip away. Okay, well, what about once everyone had become lizards?
Yes.
Like, it's happened. All right. Earth is lizards.
The earth is lizards.
Well, yeah, that's the end goal, right? So from New York. Say he just goes off without a hitch, everyone just kind of becomes, like, the lizard.
Yeah.
No one becomes double lizards.
No. There's no double lizarding.
We finally killed off the filthy humanity.
We're just lizard
humanity.
Versions of ourselves.
Yeah.
Here's my first thought. Can Kurt Connors or any of us reproduce anymore?
Yeah.
Okay, thank goodness.
No, we see the lizard nude, no cock.
Yeah, okay. But I see a lizard currently nude, no cock. Where is a lizard?
A lizard's fuck.
You press that belly and a wiener pops out.
So I'd assume the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Hidden wiener.
Hidden wiener. That's awesome. You could no longer punch each other in the stomach.
Well, you could.
Your wang just flop out.
That's why, it's off panel, but every time Spider-Man punches the lizard in the stomach,
he still wears pants.
No, but he doesn't wear pants.
No, I mean in the comic books.
Yeah.
He has those purple jeans on or whatever.
Yeah.
Fashion forward. Yeah, so everyone's lizards. Uh-huh. Does life go back to normal? What about the cold countries?
Well, it's this thing. Well, they go
Norway,
heating, right?
Are they all lizards?
Yeah, everyone's a lizard.
Yeah,
the plan worked. Everyone's a lizard.
But are they just sleeping the whole time?
No, because the common goal is for everyone to be lizard, right?
Yeah,
but they're lizard.
So then everyone is lizard. So everyone doesn't have that goal.
We win.
I think there's like maybe a little bit of like malaise that goes through like whatever the population is, because you're like, oh, our one big goal.
The thing we were trying to do.
We finally got it. What now?
Well, we'd probably try and perfect human.
Or is it more of a cheer? Like, we did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Kurt's goal constantly changes. That's last goal we see him have.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, at first he's
now
like,
now that humanity is gone, what now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because now he's like, I need to cure myself. Then he's like, no, I need to make myself more lizard. No, I need to make everyone lizard.
Yeah, yeah.
I've made everyone lizard. Now we need to become more lizard.
Yeah.
Well, now that we have, we're all lizard. Now we can use our brains and
lizard utopia,
and then we can take that to the stars.
Space lizard.
Go meet Galactus.
Yeah. Is
make him a lizard.
Does the lizard is the lizard cold blooded now?
No.
Okay. Fabulous.
Because the iguana is. Like the iguana, his weaknesses are like temperature and light.
The iguana
started as a lizard.
No, where it's the opposite. Because like you never see Kurt be like, oh,
it's
I'm
a bit chilly.
Yeah, but he's living in the sewer.
Yeah.
If he needed hot.
Sewer's hot.
Sewer's hot?
Yeah, because of all the feces
and
shit.
And the methane and shit.
And methane. Sewer's hot, brother.
You'd be sweating in them sewers.
Yeah, no, dude. We're going into the sewers, you bring a new jacket. I'm like, are you sure?
All right. Yeah, the farts are going to make you hot.
Dude, that's why I'm in just like tidy whities and a singlet.
Farts will make you sweaty.
Singlet and a gas mask.
Yeah.
Farts are going to make you sweaty, brother.
Yeah, it's like a sauna down here.
A bad song.
You're like, why am I coming along on this trip?
See if it truly is hot.
Yeah.
I would assume that the lizard is that cold-blooded.
I don't know how
Spider-Man would like often defeat him, right? Using like...
In the comics, he might be cold-blooded, but in the movie, he doesn't indicate to me that he's cold-blooded.
Yeah,
he's quick. He lives in New York, and even when he's not in the sewers, he still fights.
Yeah, that's true. I think it would make sense for him to retain... Because he gets
hot blood.
Yeah, he gets some lizard thing, but not all lizard abilities. He retains a human shape, by and large.
Yeah, a fucked up one.
Yeah, but he still looks like a guy.
Yeah, he looks like a guy. You're not confusing him with an iguana on the floor or whatever.
No. Although, if you put Kurt Connors in the zoo at a distance, nude, and you were like, he's a new kind of lizard we found.
I would not believe
he's on all
you.
Fours.
What? No, it still looks too much like a guy.
I don't know.
Yeah, you just want to believe that that's real, though.
I could believe
at a distance,
even at a distance. Like, I couldn't be like, oh yes, a person injected DNA with them and they became half a lizard.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't believe that. But if we're like, we discovered this lizard man or this nude lizard, I'd be like,
wow, that's crazy. They found a lizard that looks like a guy. Is he evolving?
Yeah, look, in the weaknesses of this particular lizard, it's only mental instability.
Wow. So. All right, there you go. Because that's what I was wondering. I was like, if we all become lizards. In the colder areas, is everyone just going to be sleepy all the time? But I guess not. I guess everyone's just kicking it sweet.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
So when he transforms into the lizard, Connor's regenerated right arm has four fingers instead of five, and the middle and ring finger fuse together. So I guess married couples who wear wedding rings.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They have to get that resized.
Yeah, damn.
That's something.
But it seems like otherwise we just revert to back to normal life. Everyone just is lizards.
Everyone has basically now, what, tail, claws, we can a regenerative healing factor, superhuman centers, stamina, reflexes, agility, durability, and speed and strength. So we just all become a bit more scaly.
Yeah.
But we become more durable. We become hardy.
I think the cons... the pros far outweigh the cons, to be honest.
Like, I'm kind of on that camp as well. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, look, it'll be, there's going to be some teething
issues. An adjustment period, sure.
And the kind of thing to be like, right now, I don't find, like, you know, scales attractive.
Yeah.
But with my new lizard brain, I would find the idea of smooth skin disgusting. So.
Yeah.
At time of recording, if you had a lizard wife, you'd loathe her.
Yeah.
But if you were lizard, you love your
lizard wife.
Exactly.
I think I could love a lizard wife now.
Yeah, I guess if she's your wife already, then you've already loved fallen in love.
Yeah, I guess Kirk Connors
love
was...
Love conquers all.
Love does conquer all. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
He conquers having a lizard wife.
Love conquers lizard wife.
And because I'm imagining, like, you know, yeah, you would, you're in a relationship, we turn into lizards. And then it's like, well, I remember being in love and and now this lab lizard has, like, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
Maybe love does conquer all.
But.
Don't know what we're conquering.
It also depends on, how, like, which part of the lizard DNA gas this is at. Because if it's final form, Kurt. We're kicking it sweet. We're all just stoked to be a lizard. But if it's the first form, we get monstrous self-loathing and want to fix ourselves.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I'm assuming it's the end stage because that would be where he'd be.
Oh, yeah.
I guess
that's when he's made the gas.
Would I get a new lizard nut? That's pretty cool.
Because it would push out the old one.
Would it push out? You got a sack. So unfortunately, you got three nuts.
Yeah, well, yeah. People would pay top money for this.
That's awesome. But also, if I become
two regular nuts and a fake nut in one sack.
But actually,
it's a lizard sack.
Scaly.
It'd be all inside you.
Yeah. I die because my fake nut is inside my body now and my body rejects it.
Because it might have to like push it out.
You know that like inside your nut still counts as inside your body.
I know. Yeah, but like more internally. But you know,
there's a full rearranging of my organs.
When someone
shoots
a Wolverine in the head with a gun and like the bullet pops out, I feel something like that because then you've got people with like stents.
Yeah, true.
Like, people who have artificial arms, artificial hips, knees, anything like that, plate in their head. like all of those like things that we have will have to be.
Or do all of those people just die?
Just the lizard growth grows over it.
If you have a plate in your brain to replace. So, or you're missing parts of your skull, not brain.
Skull.
If you are missing parts of your brain, and,
skull.
No. I'm saying brain. If you're missing parts of your brain, then you get lizardified. Do you get more lizard brain than the rest?
So Phineas Gage is fucking strolling around New York City, being a real piece of shit. I got a pole through my head.
Yeah.
Look out, everyone. That's Phineas Gage.
And he's been in a foul mood ever since that railway spike obliterated his frontal lobe.
I'm pissed off.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm Phineas Gage, bitch.
What's that in the sky? Oh, I'm becoming a lizard. A lizard in his cage.
And then, such like, a beautiful day.
It just like pushes out his
rod. As his brain reforms a tube of lizard brain within his
It would form the new brain, whatever is there, and new connections going
just
on.
Because Kurt Connors' hand that is a lizard hand is more lizard than the rest of him because it's got four fingers, right?
Well, initially it just becomes like a regular hand,
and
it becomes lizardified.
Okay,
so I think it would be a regular brain that would then be lizardified.
Okay. You know, I was just unsure if the missing bits were more lizard, but I guess not.
And if it's all question,
yeah.
So if it's all from his DNA and he's like lizardifying everyone, you say, for example, that he himself has like. You know, I was gonna say like, you know, both his testicles and then you get lizardified. But that's just regenerative kind of thing. But is it using him as a template? Say for example, Kurt Connors or the lizard, whatever he becomes, say he has like something degenerative, something like maybe you only got like one kidney.
Yeah, right? Sure.
Yeah, no, that sounds so unrelatable.
Unrelatable. So he's got like, so his template for him
is one kidney.
Is one kidney. Do we all then get one kidney?
No, because the human template.
Yeah,
is
the
us.
Lizard. It would only be okay. If the lizard had some fucked up lizard thing going on.
No, but it,
because we're all using his DNA.
Yeah,
because he's using the combination of Kirk Connors and the lizard on the lizard gas.
Yeah,
and we're all turning into lizards. Are we turning into like variations of?
But
like,
it would
ourselves
depend
with a lizard, or are we turning into say Kirk Connors as a lizard? Are we all becoming clones of him?
Is if what you question. Are born with only one kidney, is that in your DNA?
No,
I don't. I don't think it is.
No, because then that would make it a, what's it called?
Oh, yeah, true. I know what you mean.
Oh, no, what's the word? When you get a thing and it's part of your DNA, so, like, when you have a kid.
Yeah, not degenerative.
No, degenerative is, like, when it gets worse.
Yeah, but
Hereditary.
Hereditary, yes.
I should have thought of the movie.
Yeah, that would make it. So I don't think it is. So I think you.
I haven't had a kid, so it might be. I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. So you're just getting
my parents have both of their kidneys.
Yeah,
that's human.
It'd just be base human template.
Oh, this is unrelated, but it's a funny story.
Yeah.
And I guess it's related to one kidney.
Yeah.
I had to get an ultrasound when I had a cancer scare. By the way, I'm fine. I forgot I said that in an episode, and I got lots of panicked messages. I don't have cancer.
Nice.
Currently. Mm. Who knows in my future?
Time will tell.
Yeah. But one of the
stage
things.
Stage 5 is maybe in some distant future somewhere.
Yeah. Thank you for all the kind messages. I'm fine. But one of the tests was they were doing an ultrasound on my kidney. Mm. But the doctor had been like to the ultrasound technician, ultrasound on kidney.
Yeah.
And they wrote kidney, but they never specified which side.
Yeah. Okay.
And the person didn't like check. They just like, oh, kidneys ultrasound.
Well, my God, you don't. Oh, my God, this boy's missing a kidney.
So basically, what happened is just by coincidence, the first one they did was the side that I have my kidney. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, they clearly know what's up. And then they're like, oh, yeah, just roll over. And I was like, huh, this is weird. Maybe they're just checking to make sure.
Yeah, like,
still hasn't grown.
Yeah, but
still
then, because I was on my side where I was facing the person, when they were like doing it, I saw like, I wouldn't quite say that the color left their face, but they were like very confused and could clearly a little bit scared. And I like was watching while they were like started pushing a bit harder and moving it around more.
Where the fuck is it? Where the fuck is it?
And I was like, ah. Oh. Hey, I don't know if it says that, but I've only got one kidney. And they were like, oh. I think they were very much also bracing to be like, yeah, you're sick because your kidney's gone.
We don't know where it went. We need to get you got it. Hospital.
We've never seen this before.
It was funny watching a medical professional get scared. And then also, I mean, a little concerning because you know, you don't want a doctor to look scared when they're looking at you.
I remember that when I got the ultrasound on my cancerous nut where he was looking at it and he had this look of like, oh no. And I was like, is everything okay? And he's like, you talk to the doctor. I assume he was just an ultrasound technician. Like he was in no position to diagnose me with testicular cancer.
But he knew what he was.
He knew what he was looking at.
Oh yeah,
this guy's nut is fried,
sir. I cannot medically say what's wrong with you, but this is the worst nut I've ever seen.
Hey, was your nut fucking busted beforehand? You get a fucking skunk ass nut. Diagnose you with skunk nut, brother.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Up top.
Yeah.
Chill, dude. Chill.
But yeah, well, that's funny. We've both had that thing.
No, dude. It sounds good.
Stank nut.
You got a stank nut. Damn.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's just a funny aside.
That's great.
So I guess if it's not, because I was worried that because now we're fucking with DNA. And it's like if the lab lizard DNA can go into Kirk Connors, then I guess they're going into us. We still got ours. So I guess hopefully that wouldn't override anything.
Yeah, I guess like this brings back to what I was saying before. Like, is the lizard DNA that he's putting in the gas from him, or is it still, or is it just a version of the injection he already gave himself?
Because if so, then I guess they're very early on.
Yeah, that's true. Where we get lizard madness. Yeah.
Because later on, or is it like a version that he's made like later on when he's trying to give himself extra lizard powers?
True.
Because if it's the first one. Everyone's marching into that famous New York City sea.
Yeah.
Gonna go visit Our Lady of Liberty on foot. Oh, no, they didn't make it.
I think that just the implications that if you put lizard DNA in a person, you get a lizard person. Like that, Spider-Man should tell people. Mm. Like, Spider-Man just sees the lizard and he's just like, anyway, dude, back to my apartment. Not
yeah,
like,
yeah, I think there's like
any animal testing stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, mate, I don't know, because it's kind of like you could if you inject this or have this pill, you make it so it's like less of a permanent thing and more of like, you know, temporary thing, or like a pill form or yeah. whatever. But you can have the memories of this dog that we've treated real good. We have got the this memory is
awesome. You can eating pop a dog, this pill. Dog pill you to can have be, dog
you
vibes.
Can finally be
dog,
happy.
Dog vibes.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what I'm suggesting.
Yeah, no, I know, but like
dog memories.
Yeah, why is that good?
Because we've treated this dog real well, and the dog loves having a good time. And you can. Were you telling me if there was a pill that you could experience life, the memories
dog vibes,
of
a not, dog
forever,
vibes
not forever, not forever, forever,
for like an hour. It's like a designer drug.
Yeah,
you dog could experience.
You dude, you're at the
DVD.
Club and I'm like, dude, you want some dog?
Like, oh.
And like, you can experience
dude, get away with
this
me from
particular
that shit.
Dog. Or we can be like, hey, we have the memories of this guy.
Dude, all right, you know, don't want some dog. I got heaps of guy.
Yeah.
A pill to take memories of someone else.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a nice high. That would be
I've lived
depersonalization
that man's life.
On yeah. purpose.
But then you would come back. You would. It would almost destroy your ear, I think.
It's kind yeah. of like doing the bad part of a K-hole on purpose.
Yeah.
The good part really, is you really want to make sure that the person we're getting the like the pill from, they have lived a good life.
But even if they have lived the best
imagine
life,
I do
then
dog.
You come down and there's a moment where you're like,
oh.
But
man.
Like the memories of fate, you're like, who am I?
Yeah,
and that
yeah,
would
like,
happen every
we're,
time.
The three of us we're clubbing, and yeah. I've popped like we often do.
Yeah, yeah. Oof, after oof, recording oof, every day.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah,
popping
quite like a yeah, 30, early 30s, mid 30s, going clubbing, popping yeah. dog pills.
Popping dog pills.
Yeah, the type of guys you see popping pills all the time.
You know what? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like clubbing. Yeah. Clubbing, you go to a club.
Yeah.
As we all know, because we're there all the time.
Of
and
course.
We fit into the second group here.
Yeah.
There's like early 20s.
Yeah.
Gap.
Yeah.
Mid 30s. That's clubbing.
Yeah.
But I'm popping a bunch of dog pills.
Yeah.
You lose track of me in the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's Jackson going? He took too many dog pills. You go outside. I'm pissing with one leg up on one of the walls. You got to wait till I come down thinking I'm full of dog.
Yeah.
Take me to the hospital. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
You know? Well, yeah, I was the one saying no. You're
yeah, no,
saying
no.
Yes.
I'm on your side. I'm saying, yeah. I'm saying like, dog it, is yeah. scary.
It
it's a scary
it
drug.
Is, like, is it going to be?
There
yeah,
is
like,
no
look,
drug.
This is, such a is this how, like, you take it, you get the memories, and you straight away back again, like after, say, for you, maybe 10 seconds has passed? Or, do you, or
that,
is it
you're
a long
just describing DMT now.
Yeah. But with attached to the memories
with,
of a dog.
With memories instead of, like, the DMT pixie or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So the dog pixies.
Dude, the dog pixie took me on a dog journey. It walked me.
I keep talking about how I had a spiritual awakening, and you're like, you were just the dog.
Yeah, you just pissed outside.
You just started lapping it like from a bowl of water.
Dude, I get what it's all about now.
I understand the meaning of dog life.
Man life eludes me.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess there is like a wide implication for a lot of what the lizard or the Kirk Connors was experimenting on. But if he was successful and we all turned to lizards, yeah, I think there would be this like little bit of teething problem. But by and large, maybe good.
I think it'd be awesome. I think Kirk Connors was kind of a little bit right.
Yeah.
I think that it's going to cause such an extreme existential crisis, even if we do have the memories, because then we're creating new memories, and surely at some point the old feelings slowly fade back.
Yeah, I'll fade back.
Yeah,
I guess that's what happened to Iguana.
Yeah,
one day I'm just like sitting on a hot rock, and I'm like, oh my god, I was Jackson once.
Yeah,
and then it goes.
Yeah, I think life as a guy versus life as a lizard guy. I prefer guy.
Guy is better.
Well, yeah, guy is better.
But lizard's number two.
This is something out of my control. You know, I can't control not being a lizard man.
I could adapt to being a lizard
I think
man.
We would adapt. We would all adapt.
I think
and I think,
come out of it all right.
Sure, like
so we're saying it's
different.
Good, even though it's worse, just because it's manageable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like
get
know.
The nail on the head, though. Yeah, yeah.
Again, like Jack getting a cancer diagnosis.
It's bad.
It's bad. Manageable.
Jackson looked at me when you said it's bad because he had like, no idea what the next spot was.
It's bad, but it's good.
It's bad, but it didn't happen to me, so it's fine.
It's bad, but it was funny. Which it was. It was very funny.
Yes.
Yeah, hilarious times, dude. Mm. Losing a nut.
In many ways, it's sad that I don't also.
Wish you'd lost a nut too. Yeah. Then Zabit would inevitably
be
have.
So scared.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then there'd have to be studies too if being a podcaster that being in podcasts that are so bad gives you nut cancer.
Yeah.
And the answers would be a resounding yes.
Yeah. It's funny, like, I lose my nut to cancer, you lose your nut to cancer. Zamba just jumps like a barbed wire fence from. Why? What the fuck? Of all the ways I could have lost my nut, this one has a lot of pain. Yeah, ours were a bit scary, though.
Wow, you lost your nut to this freak barbed wire fence accident. Also, your remaining nut is full of cancer.
Then I'd be scared that my second nut was going.
Yeah, it goes up to Zabit and then it comes back down to me. You two jump over the barbed wire fence.
Hey, we're plumbing the Destor, or aka the Eunuch boys.
We all have a problem with... we have all had a bout of cancer and issues with barbed wire fences.
Yeah.
Turns out... keeps happening.
God does punish podcasts.
Yeah, he takes their nuts.
Yeah.
Still got a sack, though, baby.
Yeah, empty sack.
Empty sack, you got no fake nuts.
Yeah. Empty sack, no fake nuts. The floppiest dick.
Awesome.
Yeah. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Look after your nuts, I guess.
Yeah, dude, check yourself for cancer. It's important.
Or go to a doctor, I guess.
Yeah, they can check you too.
Yeah.
But it's easy. You just thumb up the side and down the front.
I guess, everyone. Yeah, check yourself
for cancer.
Yeah, it's important to do. Especially if we're getting older. And I know we're all aging up.
Oh, we're all aging.
Hey, if you've been with us since the start, you're fucking old now. Suck shit.
Yeah.
Especially if you were old when you started listening.
If you were 70 when you started listening, you're probably fucking dead now. You would have heard one episode and died. That's sad.
All right. Well, we'll meet you at the club.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.